One pair of hands on the mountains, one pair of hands on the sea, one pair of hands made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
everybody, this is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in to the Shepherd's Call tonight. Got a great one for you. Glad to have you aboard here live around the world on WWCR 4840 on your radio dial. We're also being simulcast tonight around the world on worldwide internet. So call a neighbor and a friend and tell them that the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy is on the air. Tonight I'm sponsored by Dr. Gary. I've got a good one for you in the form of a letter addressed to the sheeple from the globalist New World Order. Have you ever thought about times in the future? You see the things that are happening today, it's so unreal. You can't believe it's happening, yet it is. Well, what if you got a letter just outlining what their plans are, and they no longer care for you knowing? Now, let's address this letter to the citizens of the world. Dearest citizen of the world, the letter would go, I believe the time has come to reveal to you some of the perplexities that you have faced in recent decades. It is well for you to understand some of the things so that you might know how to behave in the new order that is now taking shape on the earth. We want you to be able to become fully involved and integrated into our new society. After all, this is the best for you, and it's to your interest if you will do so. First of all, it is well that you understand some of the purposes so that you may be fully willing to cooperate. Now, I cannot tell you the hard times that you will face if you resist us. We have ways of dealing with resistors. And I'm only telling you this now since it is far too late to turn things around. The days of putting a stop to us have long since passed. we have now full control of the earth. We control its finances. We control the media. We control the news that comes to you, and there is simply no way any nation or power can defeat us. Now, it's true, we have eyes in every level of government in every nation of the world. We know what is being planned, and we also know that what we're planning will come to pass. Our ears and eyes are ever present so that we know what's going on in the world, whether you do or not. But to inform you that state secrets that you would like to know, they're fully known to us. For instance, China recently accused the media and the United States of lying about Kosovo. Ah, you silly people. Of course we lie. That's what we do. It's part of our nature. In this way, we can keep the people unbalanced and always facing controversy, which is very helpful to us. Have you not seen the talk show spectacle? Have not you listened to the internet? The shortwaves? Some of you believe that we're liberals and the good people are the conservatives. You silly people. In reality, both serve our purposes. Each camp merely serves with the stamp of our approval. But they are not allowed to present the real issues, of course. So by creating controversy on all levels, with one knows what to do, no one knows what to do. So in all this confusion, we go ahead and accomplish what we want with no hindrance. Your Messiah, he knew of us. He spoke to us in John 8:35. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father he will do. This is 8:44. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. We have learned well over the generations, and now we're taking full advantage because it's our nature. Consider the President of the United States that you didn't elect, but we did, although you thought you did. Even though he regularly breaks ever known rule, an ever known check of his power, no one can stop him. He goes ahead and does whatever we want him to do anyway. And the Congress is a rubber stamp that has no power to stop him. He does what we want, since he knows if he don't, simply because of his rather dark background and character, we could have him removed in a moment's time. We wouldn't call it blackmail, but you probably would. It is not that a fallacy. It's not that he is a liar. We're not saying so. It's part of our strategy. You cannot take us to court because you can't see us. And the courts are our servants as well. We run everything. As you may well know, that if you've bumped into any doors and they have resisted you, it's because of us. We run everything like we want it to do. And you don't know how to attack us. This hidden hand is wonderfully devised for from our Father, and without any non-historical precedent on the scale, we rule the world. And the world cannot even find out who's ruling them. Have you ever read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10? We're part of the one they're talking about. Finally, my brethren, be strong in Yahweh and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, that's us, against the rulers of the darkness, yep, that's us, against spiritual wickedness in high places, and wherefore, to take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. It is a truly wonderful thing in our development and our techniques. In our media, we present before you exactly what it is that we want you to do. Then, as if in a flash, our media servants obey. We can send American or European troops to any place wherever we like, whenever we like, and for whatever purpose, and we can fix it where you support it 100%. You go about your business of working and supporting and paying your taxes and being obedient citizens. How much more evidence do you all need? We can make you desire to leave your homes and family and go to war. Merely at our command, we only need to present some nonsense to you from the president's desk in the Oval Office or on the evening news, and we can get you all fired up, and you'll come out waving the flag, and you'll do whatever we like. You can't do anything about it. You will support dutifully whatever we present before you. Now, for you all that think that you can resist, we have ways of making you look ridiculous, as we have done with your militia movement. What a joke. We have delighted to use this movement to show the world how important any resistance is. They look so silly, marching around with their guns, as if they were some match for our military that we could call. Look at what we did near Waco. Did the Davidians, little storehouse of weapons, help them? We have generously taxed you and used that money to make such sophisticated weapons that you can in no way compete. Your own money has served to forge the chains that we bind you with since we are in control of all money. Now, for you patriots that believe what the Messiah said, you must think again. When he said in Matthew 10:28, fear not them which kill the body, but are able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell fire. Fear not them which are not able to kill the soul. Fear them which can destroy both body and soul. But we can make your life a living hell if you resist us. Now, some of you have got in mind that you can escape as you see these things coming by buying some land somewhere in a remote area, growing a garden. What a joke. Let me remind you that you still pay us ground rent Well, you may call it property taxes, but it still goes to us. You see, your need before things don't really matter. And it don't matter what you do. If you fail to pay your ground rent, we will take your land and sell it to someone who will pay us. Do you think that we cannot do this? We're doing it now. And soon, we will take your guns. Soon, we will tax your wells to pull water from underneath. And with your ground rent, we'll pay for the indoctrination in school that we designed, the curriculum that we set of your children in the public schools. We will grow them up well-trained into the system, and your children will learn what we want them to learn. When we want them to learn it, and we will send you a bill, and you'll pay for it. The funds that are used for other projects we have in mind, and your contractors, or our contractors, are paid handsomely for their work. You may doubt that we own your children, but we do. We have control, but you will find what we do, we can declare that you abuse your children when you spank them for being disorderly, and we can have them confiscated out of your home. There's nothing you can really do. If they do not show up for school indoctrination, we'll accuse you of neglect and failing to send your children to school. Thereby, you are actually giving them to us. Your children are not yours. They belong to us. And you must inoculate them just as we have planned, and you must bring them to our hospitals if we decree or if we to take them from you. You very well know this because it happens every day and there's nothing you can do about it. Through our electronic commerce, we are able to see where you go, what you buy, how much you pay for things. Where do you suppose that we come up with our monthly financial statistics? We can even know how you think and what you say by electronic surveillance. Now, it's really not especially important to us what you believe as long as you do what we say. So be obedient, sheeple, and your beliefs, which we think are nonsense anyway, doesn't really matter. But if you think you have a following and we perceive that you might be somewhat dangerous to our agenda, we have ways to deal with you, and you know we'll be coming. We have a Pandora's box of mischief with which we snare you. We can bring you to court and we can have you there so long that you'll never get out. We can easily drain away all your assets when you have to fight us because we have everything under our control. And although you think there's justice there, that's why we steal control without you knowing it. We have an inexhaustible fund with which to draw from to pay our lawyers. These lawyers are paid by you, the financiers. of just a few years ago that stole your 401ks and removed your money. We had the right to do so. And so we deserve to be paid back by what we took. And so then we stepped into our rubber stamp congressman, yours, and we convinced them that they should pass a law to reimburse the financiers and the money changers on Wall Street. Now, do you think your tiny self will be any match? Your vain organizations, and when we consider your religions and the moral majority, especially through the Bible Belt, you like the conservative congressman you send up there? Yeah, we get our way. We spend the money anyway. It's not our money, it's your money, and we make you like it and make you approve of it, and we keep hammering away till we get our way. Well, we've got our way now, and we have delighted to use these strong Christians, the silly men who run their organization always end up with egg on their face. We have always put them in defense of themselves, as we have so successively done with the organization called the NRA, the National Rifle Association. What a joke. We can make it seem by our media propaganda that the National Rifle Association is actually the new radical attackers. Have we not turned the American conservative movement on its ear? Haven't we elected the most liberal president in the history? Has he not spent more money than any president? Borrowed it from us. We charge you back. And then we take the 401ks. And we support ourselves, and then you pay for that. Now, but the red-blooded patriots under our cause, under our influence, under our brainwashing, it makes it seem that things are fair and you're free. Since you've got a voice, you can call up your congressman and complain. But in reality, actually, there's only one side. Now, with all kinds of masks on, but you are unable to penetrate our purposes and know the difference. You see, we can do whatever we like. And you can do nothing about it. Does it not seem reasonable that you'll simply obey in service? Otherwise, you get eaten up in the resistance. You suppose that we'll liberate you. What a joke. Are you free? Remember when the Messiah that you trusted in, when the devil took him up to an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, when he said unto them, all these kingdoms of the world and the glory I'll give to you. Yes, he refused it, but indeed it was a temptation. You cannot be liberated now. You are not the Messiah. You cannot escape us. We will cause you to receive a mark. And the whole world will worship the system that we put in and support it. We make you pay at any time for the fuel for your cars, since you like to get out and drive around, run to and fro. We know that. Now, we can turn it off whenever we like, claiming that there's some sort of fuel shortage, and we can increase the price. But if your car breaks down, you cannot get parts without us. We supply all the money you use. And at any whim of our desire, we can stop the money supply or the fuel and cause a complete crash any time we so choose. We can have you standing in the streets begging for bread. We have the power to declare all money worthless. We can declare at any time that it's against the law to hoard gold or silver. And you will gladly give it up to us when we demand it's time for us to take it. You will surrender your stashes of cash, which will go up in a smoke in a moment's time, if we deem it necessary. Don't you need food? Well, we can shut all the trucks down and stop deliveries of food to your local store. Actually, we can starve you whenever we like. You only have the food that we design for you to eat because we have provided it to you from our table. And don't complain. Yes, there's additives in the food. At our discretion, we determine what goes into the food that you eat. We control the major corporations of the world. They work for us just like you do. Now, we had a test run during the Great Depression, and we control the food. You know why? We reaped all of the fields, and that's that law, and it outlaws the possession of gold. We've done it in the past. Remember, there's nothing new under the sun, according to your Bible, for what is to be has already been. If we find gold in your possession, we'll simply confiscate it, and we'll put you in prison for breaking the law. And while in prison, we'll require you to work in our prison industry that we have been developing for the last 50 years and perfected. We have perfected it and formed a picture of the labor camps in our prisons. Now these days, no one seems to object to them. We tell people that murderers should pay for their own keep. No one seems to consider that we have the power to put the tomato growers there also. We can pass laws that prohibit gardens and truck patches. And then we can make up some scientific reason why you pay and why you may only buy food from our sources, and it would be against the law to get it anywhere else. And if someone sees you growing tomatoes, they have been trained, their children have been trained, and you will report it to us, and then we will have you in our fields working for us. You silly sheeple. There is no escape for you. For since long before you were born, we planning all these things that are coming to pass. Your teachers and ministers have been forming your thoughts for us for generations. You have no idea how to pull out of the influence that we have caused short of suicide. If you decide on suicide, go ahead. It will only help us to deal with the excessive population. You cannot hurt us. You can't find us. You don't see us, but we're there. And these are only crumbs of information. And you will obey and you will follow our orders. Remember what your Messiah said. We don't think you will. You're not really taking all this to heart, are you? You will worship our God, which is the God of forces. In Luke 12:29, and seek not what you shall eat, but you will seek it. Or what you shall drink, but you shall seek it. Neither be of a doubtful mind, you'll doubt. For all these things that the nations of the world seek after, your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. However, we control your mind. We run Hollywood. Every time that we decide to reveal the truth, we'll put it on the screen, and you sheeple, dumb sheeple, will pay exorbitant prices to sit and be entertained and go to such movies as The Terminator, Armageddon, along with a great host of others. We simply create these movies to get you thinking according to how we want you to think. You've been made to delight in violence, so that when we send you off to kill some righteous man, we put this all before you, and you will move and obey without a whimper. We have placed violent arcade games in your malls to prepare your young minds in the art of battle. We have made you to view our armies and police as the good forces, and for you to submit to things that were unthinkable just a few decades ago. We bring these artful programs. We have worked hard and designed to help you submit and to accept the things that your forefathers would turn over in the grave if they knew that you were helping the New World Order. What about Star Trek and other such creations? Well, we simply put that before you to simply obey orders from the new international rulers. All you silly sheeple, you took it in the art form of being entertained. You were actually being educated. Dare I use the word brainwash? Well, I went ahead and used it. And mind control. And by the way, we have the new Star Wars movie. You should go see that. It's a masterpiece of mental manipulation. Humans confer with nondescript beasts of all shapes and sizes, and they confer in English. I wonder where those space beasts learned English. all the simpleness of the mind of the citizen. He never considers he's being taken into fairyland. We have placed advertisement for Star Wars almost everywhere you go. You'll find them in the large exchanges such as Walmart, Kmart, Taco Bell, and a host of other institutions of commerce. That is something that we want you to learn from this movie. Or perhaps we should say that is something we do not want you to learn. Either way, we have what we call obedience to the whole affair. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, you will obey orders from the new international rulers. This masterpiece of mental manipulation that we have found, that we can inject subliminally anywhere at any time. Oh yes, you're addicted to music, to entertainment, to eating and to drinking. We know your nature. You love to be entertained. And when you see these movies such as humans conferring with beasts of all shapes and sizes in English, you never consider that you are being taken into fairyland where you will drink in obedience to our way of thinking. Of course, to keep you off guard, we have instructed our elected officials, our elected officials, not yours, to appear to be correcting the evil of the violence. Your president is now speaking against violence in Hollywood movies. Now, that's not going to solve the problem, but it'll only make the people believe the problem is being worked on. As we encourage sex and violence, these are the very best powers to use to help us gain our advantage. Now, the people of Earth loathe to give up their sex and violence. The perversions that we have taught them, set before them, so that we place all that they want before them. And this way, we keep them so occupied that they do not have the integrity or brain power to deal with the really important matters, which are simply left entirely in our hands. Again, all you want to do is eat, drink, and to be merry as lovers of pleasure. We have provided that for you, and you are content as we run the universe. We are masters of mind control. We are amazed at how easily it is to control you as long as we give you 3D TV movies that you'll pay to go see and to be indoctrinated as you sit and be instructed on how to act and how to do. Now, excuse me if I seem to be mocking your system of beliefs. They're rather outdated. have no apathy, your brain liberties, and your righteous moral standards are nothing before us. We can reverse it at any time we so desire. We can change your thinking by changing what we place before you. Now, at the time that we place our proposed leader before you, and you vote for what we want, and that way we give you vain voting exercise in the belief that you have liberty to vote, and all along you've had nothing to do with placing your president in office. We use the nations for what we want to use them for. Everyone knows that they must yield to us or die. Fortunately, we have few resistors. And we have been very helpful in showing the world leaders what we do to those that do not submit. And so then, we are absolute. We are your God. We are the God of force. We are the God of indoctrination. Yes, it's true. Your true book says that in the last days, people will become unrighteous, unthankful, and unholy. That's the way we want it. We have set so many vain religious churches in front of them as they preach the good book and live by our rules. Their deeds do not measure up to what the good book says. And so then, they can't resist any more than you can. If your clergy can't live right in this world, how do you think you're going to live right? We're going to crash your faith by causing these evangelists and television promoters of Christianity to fall. And all the silly souls, how they cry and weep as we have our way. And all that we're doing is giving you an example of what we use so that we might place more controls and heavy burdens on you. And we love it when you rebel and blow up. You're our reason for making these laws against all those things which we have brought about to control, so that we might contribute to your freedom through our courtesies. Or if someone did not blow up about something, we would have no justification in placing these offenses around you. You will see that it's impossible for you to resist us. The more you resist, the more we squeeze you. Our kingdom is the kingdom of money. Excuse me, but I must confess that we are the rulers of the kingdom, and you must see the humor that we sometimes have. We have given you a piece of paper. And you have lusted for that which is backed up by nothing. It's proven to be nothing. buy nothing, but you kill for it, you steal for it, you rob for it, you work for it, you obey for it. We create it from nothing and we print it, we loan it, we give it its value, and we take its value away at any time we so desire. All things that you do with money is in our hands. Think of it. What is it that you can do against us with our money? If you try to resist, we can cancel your credit. We can freeze your account. Your cash is easily confiscated. We have made so many rules in the realm of the living that you cannot live without money. And you would do anything for it, including the obedience to the rule. Oh, you say, I'll go and camp on government land. Well, we've got law that says you've got to move in 2 weeks. You can't grow a garden in 2 weeks. Many of the wilderness trails are entered by permit only. We have passed laws that we do not allow you to live in trailers over a certain period without moving to another location. Don't you think it's ridiculous that we will allow a man to live in a box full-time, but we will not allow a man to live in an RV full-time unless he is a tax-paying citizen on a campground paying rent? You're not going to live in any free land. We are reducing the proud nations to the level of humility. Yes, you've got pride in this country. We'll destroy your pride. We require from all people and it's sort of entertaining to watch the nations trying to fight against us and the laws that we have placed before them to counter the very thing that they would like to do. Remember South Africa? Remember it was a nation very progressive and prosperous? Was not Nelson Mandela a bomb-toting terrorist who killed his enemies and we made a hero and elected him and put him in office? And now, see what you got. We observe no laws when it comes to wars. We do what we want, when we want it, where we want it. We can starve nations to death. We can ruin civilians and any other horror for which we would take our enemies to court and cause them to be disgraced. Do you wonder why the leaders of the world tremble at our presence? They know they have no power except the power we give them. We don't have no fear like you do of Russia or China. Well, we're already in full control of their system. And they do what we say. Now, we want you to be in the system when you're buying a house. And we receive the tax revenue to use for our purpose. We gain large increases from the interest on the loan that we give you. You pay so much for your house, And then you pay for it again two or three times over the interest alone that we charge. The interest is also taxed, which is again placed for use in the sectors of our influence. We don't want you to escape free. That's why we've made it as we have. You are our property. We will not permit you to buy or sell unless you submit. If you go to court against us, we will wear you out. And there, in the end, you will lose. If you use violence, we will end up having you in one of our labor camps. More specifically, called Prison Industries. You need our money. You need our entertainment. You need our fuel. As we set the price and deliver it to the pumps, you pay and you obey. When you don't have these functions in society, you feel deprived. And then you become willing to yield into our will. Are you appreciative of this letter that we have sent you? A letter to the sheeple from the globalist. We are coming soon to a neighborhood near you, if not already. We have set up lodges in your communities. We have set up churches, both lodge and churches, in our control. The only God that the sheeple fear is the God of force. And we have that, dear citizen of the world. We wish you well. We wish you to obedience. And we wish for what is in your best interest, if you will obey us and be good citizens of the New World Order. Expect to hear from us again real soon. End of the letter. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this letter is, of course, someone has wrote it to indicate what we are now facing. It's a fictional letter, but it could be true. We're not promised to be immune from persecution by Satan's wrath. We're to be ready for some of the perplexities that are coming. And yes, believe me, it's only going to get worse. You're listening to Pastor Buddy. My address, if you'd like to write me tonight, just address your letters to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568. Now that's Post Office Box 568. Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. We're on WWCR on Sunday night in prime time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, every Sunday night, sponsored by Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Call Dr. Gary. He'd like to hear from you. Tell him that you heard Pastor Buddy reading a letter to the sheeple from the globalist, the intrusionist, as they cause all to receive a mark of obedience to their command. And all the world obeyed. names were not on the Lamb's Book of Life. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope and trust that you will remember to keep Passover with us here on the 15th of this month. We're already in May. Believe it or not, this is May the 1st. In 14 days, on the 15th, we will be meeting here in the evening of the 15th for Passover. And we will go through the 24th, a whole week of sharing in the family. You're welcome to come. Just give us a call. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee 37874. And if you'd like to call me tonight, area code 423-351-1082. That's our telephone number, 423-351-1852. And we'll see you again next Sunday night on Worldwide Radio at WWRV 3. All of we'll see you on WWRV tomorrow night on radio station WWRV. I'll be on at 9 o'clock, same time, Eastern Standard Time, on WWRV. Plan to join us then. That's Pastor Buddy now at Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee 37874. And go to our website. The website has been up 2 months. We've had over 8,000 plus hits. People going up and reading the interesting articles, listen to the archived messages, thousands of them. As Dr. Gay and myself, we have been on WWCR for many years. And we appreciate being in your audience tonight through WWCR Radio out of Nashville, Tennessee. May Yahweh bless you and may He take a liking to you. Go to our website, oneyahweh.com. That's oneyahweh.com. And we'll see you on the internet tomorrow night around the world, as I've said, on WWRV 3.185 and 2390 on your radio dial. We'll see you then. May Yahweh bless you. May Yahweh take a liking to you, and may you keep the faith, and may you remember this letter to the sheep, that you may receive in reality from those that run the world, and those that love the world, and those that control it. Yahweh's blessings to you. See you next Sunday night around the world on WWCR 4840 on your radio dial. May Yahweh bless you. Until then, this is Pastor Buddy on behalf of Dr. Gary saying we love you. Thank you.